afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Free Your Mind in the Risk Follow. Yes, welcome to Free Your Mind Friday. So I was sitting here thinking, man, what can I talk about during Free Your Mind Friday? And I really want to address something I'm sure a lot of people, and I'm not saying everybody, but I'm sure a lot of people experienced this past weekend with Mother's Day, right? And so either you are a mother whose mother has passed, either you're a mother who has experienced a loss of a child, whether through natural causes, whether through violence, but there may have been a loss of a child, or maybe the child is still alive, but just a loss of relationship. Or maybe you're a mother grieving the fact that you're not a mother. That's good. And so a lot of times, Mother's Day can be very tricky, very grievances. Even though it's a time of celebration, and that's with any holiday, honestly, centered around a particular title or a particular area that is involved in a family matter. We see that with Thanksgiving, Christmas, Father's Day, and the Mother's Day, and sometimes Easter, right? Depending on your family and the traditions that happen. But Mother's Day and Father's Day are really heavy on grievance, especially because of those areas that I just named. And so I really want to talk about in Free Your Mind Friday how to really process grief and what does it look like, right, in a healthy way. And let's be honest, grief is not just about death. It's any grief happens during any life-changing event that we go through. I always give the example that we go through grief on a daily basis. Can I give you that example? Yes. Good. So when you lose your keys, say you lose your keys, right? But say you keep your keys in a designated space in your house, right? And you come home the night before and you think you put your designated keys in the designated space. And when you go back to get those keys the next day in that designated space, they're not there. There are five stages of grief that you experience at the moment. The first stage is denial. I know I put them keys right here. I know I put those keys right here. The second stage is bargaining. Listen, especially if you have little kids or a husband or family members in your house, other people that live in your house. Listen, all I need y'all to do is put my keys back. I'm already late. So who got my keys? Who touched my keys, right? That's the bargaining state, right? And then after bargaining, we get to a place of anger, right? And that's usually by this time, we are turning up the house. We're looking in all kinds of places. We cussing, we fussing, we arguing, we questioning everybody, there are people in the house. We questioning ourselves and we live by ourselves, right? And then after we get through the place of anger, we get to this place of depression. We've got 5 minutes to get to a destination that's 15, 20, 30 minutes away. We're now, if we're having a phone, we're now having to say, hey, we're gonna be late for that appointment, or we need to reschedule that appointment and deal with the penalties and consequences of that appointment being rescheduled, delayed. And now we become depressed because we don't know where these keys are. And then after we figure, go through the depression state, we just get to a place where we just settle and be like, man, I done lost my keys. And that's when we usually find them. All five stages, not in any particular order, but all of those stages are the stages we go through with losing our keys. And the reason why we don't recognize that that's a grief moment is because it happens so quickly. But with death, it paralyzes us. The three areas where grief really paralyzes us is death, divorce, and miscarriages. Death, divorces, miscarriages. And miscarriages could be in the sense of stillbornness or an actual miscarriage, right? So miscarriage / stillbornness. So those are the three areas that we find ourselves paralyzed in grief. Those three areas create the 5-year cycle of grief, okay? So usually when you experience those three areas, it usually takes you 5 years to go through those, a healing process in a healthy way of those areas. The five things that happen in those 5 years is the year first. That's the first year. of the event that happens. So the year first. The second one is the year. So I'm sorry. The first year is a year of shock. The second one is the year of first. The third year is the year of new norms. My new norms, trying to figure out what life looks like with the absence of or the adjustment to this particular situation. The fourth year is the year of actually putting those norms into action with adjustment. So putting the norms into action, seeing what works, what doesn't work. And the fifth year is living the new norm. So 5 years, 5 areas, 5 stages, right? But here's the kicker. And I'm sure somebody has met someone who may be grieving something that happened maybe 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, right? And we're like, man, they're acting like that happened yesterday or last week, and it happened years ago. Why are they still grieving like that? Well, let's think about this. So it takes 5 years. But let's say that that person demonstrated or in the 5 years of their grief, right, when they're grieving, those 3 things that takes 5 years. Let's say they got a new job. That's a good grief moment, but it adds a year to whatever they're grieving. So now what should have took us 5 years now taking us 6 years. Then let's say they got a new car. Let's just say they got married. So for every new grief moment, let's say another death happened. So I had 8 and another death happened. So if I add 5 more, that's 13 years. Because for every time you experience a grief moment, whatever you were grieving prior is put on hold so you can put all your attention into the new grief moment. So that's why we have people still grieving things 30, 20, 40 years later. And so what I want you to understand, and it's Free Your Mind Friday, is that you have to free yourself from not putting yourself on a timeline when it comes to your grief. However, how do I know I'm grieving unhealthy? When you move through those 5 stages in those 5 years and you get stuck where you don't want to progress, you don't want to move, you find yourself just repeating the same cycle over and over again. So with this anger, you repeat anger, depression, bargaining, denial, or acceptance. Without going through all the other stages, that's when you need to seek out someone to help you process through those 5 years, those 5 stages, right? But that's when you need to really seek someone out. So listen, I hope that tip, this is a little bit longer than usual, because I want to make sure that we dive in deep on Free Your Mind Fridays, because I want you to be free in your mind, in your heart, in your spirit, as you navigate through your mental health.